I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alexa, play 95.7 ESPN.
Playing ESPN Rochester on radio.com.
You're back in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. We appreciate you listening. AM 950, 95.7 FM, and ESPN Rochester on the free-to-download radio.com app. He is radio.com sports NBA insider Rick Bucher joining us for a few good moments here in the sports bar to talk about the life and times of Kobe Bryant. Rick, thank you for making time for us this afternoon.
Pleasure to be with you guys. Maybe not a pleasure to be talking about what we're talking about, but nonetheless, pleasure to join you.
Yeah, I mean, we're all trying to make sense of this, Rick. I mean, in your words, tell us how Kobe impacted the game of basketball.
Well, certainly, first and I don't know if it's first and foremost, there was a void left, a very big void left by Michael Jordan and his retirement. And we threw an awful lot of players, and a lot of players jumped into the void, attempting to fill it, to be the next Michael Jordan, whether we anointed them as such or whether they thought that they were up for it. And nobody was up to the task until Kobe came along. And even with people suggesting fiercely that he was not up to the task, he wouldn't take no for an answer and really became, you know, the next great player. And his pursuit of Michael, his attempts to be greater than Michael, became a big part of the storyline that carried the NBA forward. I also just I feel like one of the reasons why so many people are affected by his sudden passing is because we saw him, unlike Michael or just about anybody else, I mean, maybe LeBron, but Kobe was the first that we saw grow up on the NBA stage in every way, shape, and form, and to go through trials and tribulations both on the court and off, and to see him persevere and then reach a place where he culminated that career. As much as people thought it was time for him to go, he gives you a 60-point game in his last game that makes you think, wow, maybe there's, wow, I'd love to see that again. It left us wanting more. And then seamlessly moving on to a career beyond basketball and being a father and showing us his love and dedication to that in the same way that he did as a basketball player. And to have all of that abruptly end, I can't help but think that all of us are looking at it and thinking, well, if there was one person this wasn't supposed to happen to, it's supposed to be Kobe Bryant. He might have setbacks. He might get knocked down. But Kobe's the guy who always comes back. He's the guy who always is there for another shot, for another to fight another day. And the idea that that is not the case, that that's not where this story ends, is something that I know I'm personally still trying to wrap my head around.
He is radio.com sports NBA insider Rick Bucher joining us in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. And you mentioned Kobe growing up right before our very eyes. I mean, it happened such a long time ago that I think we could tend to forget what the league might have looked like had he not been traded to the Lakers on draft night 1996. What does the NBA look like if that doesn't happen?
Yeah, it's hard for me to imagine that simply because that was something that was being orchestrated with Arne Tellem as his agent and the Lakers and their desire to get him. I don't know that he was ever going to be in Charlotte. It would have been interesting. He might have been the first. I don't even know if he was the first. John Barry certainly was a guy who refused to go where he was supposed to go when he was first initially drafted. So, but I don't know that Kobe would have gone to Charlotte. I'll be honest. I don't think he would have stayed there. I think the understanding was that Charlotte was drafting him with the intention of trading him to LA all along. And it's only fitting that a player who rose to his height would be in a place like LA, and the drama of his story would be right next to Hollywood.
Radio.com sports insider Rick Bucher, our guest, as we're looking back at the life of Kobe Bryant. I guess we hear about athletes who have the tough transition coming out of the game, but you don't get the impression, Rick, that Kobe was going through any sort of difficulty in transforming to a normal life, did you?
Not at all. And I was surprised by that as much as anybody. I had a conversation with him one of the last weeks that he was playing, and we were walking out of the Staples Center to the loading dock. And when I've known Kobe and knew Kobe from the time that he played his first summer league game with the Lakers, and he gave me as much access to him and his story as he did anybody. And so we as of just a couple of weeks ago, we were texting about our daughters, respective daughters playing basketball and potentially playing basketball against each other. But he and I were walking out of the Staples Center, and I said to him, I got to tell you, I am surprised at how gracefully you are handling this. I was certain by this point we would have been hearing about reservations about retiring and that maybe this isn't it, or that it would be wearing on you, and it was none of that. It was like he was perfectly at peace with what was going on. And he looked at me and he kind of smiled. He said, "You didn't think I was going to be Michael, did you?" and it was, and I said, "Yeah, I did, because you were Michael." I mean, and he had the same competitive fire. And I thought, how do you quench that? How do you satisfy that? Or how do you contemplate the idea that you're no longer going to be able to satisfy that on a basketball court? And he had it in his mind. And as I reflected on this, I believe that a big part of it was he had reached a point physically where he knew that he could not, even given the right pieces around him, he no longer was certain that he could win championships. And that's really what it was all about. So not being able to do that, let me go on to the next thing and let me satisfy my curiosity about how other things operate and my ambition as an artist and as a writer. And lo and behold, he goes and wins an Oscar for the documentary on his love letter to basketball. And so he found something else, and I feel like his competitive fires were still being stoked. Did it through coaching his daughter and the Mamba Academy, working with other star players, that he was finding ways to fill that void and doing it successfully. And that, again, in some ways, look, on the floor, I don't know that we'll ever regard Kobe Bryant as a better player than Michael Jordan. But, and I believe on some level, he considers this to be part of the equation. He beat Michael in that he was able to compete as hard as Michael, go after it as hard as Michael, go get one championship short of Michael, but then be able to flip that switch and continue on comfortably without the game of basketball, that he's putting that as another notch on his side of the ledger in terms of what he was able to accomplish.
He's Radio.com Sports NBA insider Rick Bucher joining us to reflect on Kobe Bryant here in the Sports Bar Danger and Battaglia. Rick, we know about the fan base in LA. We know about the NBA fan base and what Kobe meant to the NBA. But Kobe had a bigger footprint. What did Kobe mean to the game worldwide, and how did he help grow basketball globally?
He just had such a great sensibility of other cultures. First of all, just being able to speak other languages and being comfortable doing interviews in other languages, to be a star of his magnitude and then to speak Italian or Spanish, or wasn't that long ago he was exchanging pleasantries with Luka Doncic in his native language, which I didn't even know he spoke. So there was that, and there was also just growing up in a culture outside of America and understanding that mentalities and viewpoints and people have different views of how life works, but there are some commonalities there. And he was very conscious of that because of the way he grew up. And so it made him, Jordan and the Bulls certainly opened the door to China and any number of places. Allen Iverson, Tracy McGrady, Derrick Rose, there are plenty of guys, LeBron, plenty of guys who have been heralded and appreciated and become global marketing masters. But nobody had the toolkit that Kobe Bryant had when it came to being a global ambassador of the NBA.
Rick, Kobe was still close to the Laker organization. It's so ironic that LeBron had just passed him on Saturday night. So I have to ask you the question on the court, because many of us thought maybe this was going to be the Lakers' year anyway, but how do you think this might galvanize this Laker organization? We'll see how it begins tomorrow night at the Staples Center.
Yeah, you know, I will be very interested to see. I don't know if it's going to galvanize them. I don't know if it's going to be a rallying cry or if it's going to be something that weighs on them the way it clearly weighed on so many players last night in those first games. Because there's something about Kobe that was certainly motivating and inspiring, but the way we lost him, the way he went, and the vulnerability that every parent, every player, everyone, no matter, you know, I think there's a certain belief that if you're well known enough or rich enough or somehow, and I know this happens in the NBA a lot, you know, the feeling is like if you're in the NBA, you're insulated from a lot of the normal world problems. Like those things you don't have to worry about those things. They're going to be taken care of. And this was proof that one of the most invincible was completely vulnerable to that. So I will see how this affects them. I'll be interested to see how it affects them mentally. I hope it galvanizes them. I hope it becomes a rallying cry, but I would not be surprised if it also served as some sort of weight or burden that they ultimately have to overcome to get back to business.
He is Radio.com Sports NBA insider Rick Bucher, and we know you have a hard out, Rick, before we let you go with our last few moments here with you. Would love to hear a memorable story that you would like to share about your time interacting with Kobe, maybe your favorite memory of interacting with Kobe.
Yeah, I've been doing that for the last 24 hours, and there are so many moments, whether it was being up at his house or on the road, you know, watching games together, talking about our kids. I suppose the thing that's just resonating with me right now is I still have a video clip of him that he made for my kids when they just started to play basketball. And it was classic Kobe. He was joking with them about, hey, I just got out of my Mamba outfit. Now I'm kind of fashionably attired in my suit and just want to tell you guys, you know, keep working on your game. I hear you working hard, but more important, you know, make sure those grades are good and don't give your dad a hard time because he's a good man.
Rick, sorry to interrupt, Jeff. Rick, we appreciate your time. We're sorry for the loss of your friend, and thank you so much for coming on with us here today.
You got it.
Rick Bucher, Radio.com Sports, NBA insider, good with his time and joining us in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia to reflect on the life of Kobe Bryant. All right, let's if you have a reaction, we'd love to hear it. 454-ESPN, 454-3776 is our phone number. As we move forward in the sports bar, we've got I'll Drink to That on the way next. We will share some takes And Gino, I know you have a take, an overall larger take on the NBA. Just going through some rough road.
Yeah, this is not by their own doing for the most part. Major League Baseball is getting some kudos today for a big change that you're going to notice. And I think it's a terrible mistake. Okay, I'll explain that. And something, and we can draw the analogy here to Kobe too. Jim Kelly, the Amherst game, kind of an untold story. I think that Kelly is somebody that if you're judging Jim Kelly alone by where he is at his life today, certainly I think we should pass this along to Jim Kelly's interactions at the Amherst game last Friday night.
I would take on the Browns hiring their new GM, and my non-sports take today, Art is changing right before our very eyes, whether you like it or not. Last night at the Grammy Awards, another example of that. One of the bigger names to walk away with hardware last night. I might turn into old man yelling at clouds for a second, Gino. Indulge me for a moment. There's also a piece of Rochester
in
there. There's also a piece of Rochester in there that I have to recognize because it is just such a treasure that I think we sometimes forget and take for granted in our community. That's on the way next. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. More next on AM 950 and 95.7 FM ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.